Stand by, we're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Conference Series. The topic for today's conference is Farming the TSM Install Base. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mary Ellen Wetzler-Barr. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning to everyone. I appreciate you guys taking time out of your day and wanted to make sure before I go ahead and kick this off, I want to do a little housekeeping. Here, there was an email that was sent out by Bob Jones, okay, in which you will be able to find the PowerPoint presentation for today's call. So once again, if you have not received the email or don't have the PowerPoint, please go ahead and look for an email which was sent by Bob Jones. It was dated March 12th at 11:07 a.m. So that's the first thing that I want to make sure I kick off here. But my name is Mary Ellen Wetzler-Barr, and I am the Tivoli Storage Sales Leader for the East IMT, and I want to thank you once again for joining this call. So if everybody would go ahead, if you have the PowerPoint up, move on to slide number two with today's agenda. I want to do a level set. I know this year we have several new sellers selling the storage software portfolio, so I know there's a lot of people who may have never seen or heard or anything about TSM. So this call today is not to do an enablement on our product set, but to give you enough ammunition and comfort level in which you can go ahead, start asking your customer some questions, and start opening the door for you with TSM as well as all our complementary products within the portfolio. So this will not be a product enablement call. This is going to be a call in which I'm going to outline what to look for and how to assess value to those solutions where you could ask your customers questions such as, if I could provide a savings or if I could improve performance, would you like to hear more about it? And the bottom line is it will enable you to help build your pipeline and obviously have success and make money, which we're all here for. So go ahead and move over to slide three. We had a very, very big announcement the week before Pulse. It was actually on February 10th, in which we announced our latest release of Tivoli Storage Manager, which we have gone to market, and we're calling it TSM version 6. For everybody else, so you understand, that is still means TSM version 6.1, but from a marketing aspect, we are calling it TSM version 6. This is the long-awaited release in which we've changed the infrastructure for our database to incorporate the DB2 technology. And this is something the folks who've been selling Tivoli Storage for a while, you know we've been talking about this for years, and it's finally come to fruition. So we've had a tremendous amount of success with that press release, and there is a tremendous amount of buzz within the industry and our customer set. This has been one of the largest beta programs that Tivoli has ever actually performed and went through. We had 216 participants. Of those participants, 93 were customers. We had 80 business partners. And we already have customers who have stepped forward and have taken reference calls with TSM as it relates to their participation and the value that they see with TSM 6. So once again, a great compelling event. March 27th is when GA is available, where we'll be able to start doing electronic distribution of TSM version 6. So this is the key and the linchpin in regards of trying to open the door for conversations, talking to our existing TSM install base, and obviously trying to find new opportunities. Slide four. So our objective of today's call is for you getting some kind of insight, maybe just a few buzzwords, phrases, questions, statements, that allows you to start introducing TSM version 6 to the existing install base. also giving you some additional insight as to how can I start leveraging the other add-on components to TSM, what else is within the TSM product family, which I can start introducing to this TSM install base, and also obviously leveraging our acquisition of last year with FilesX, which is now our TSM Fastback product, and teaching you a little bit, not only positioning TSM as it relates to maybe a remote or branch office solution, but also making sure you're aware that this is also a solution that fits nicely and complements within the data center. It's a great lead-in for our competitive customer base, as well as our existing TSM install base. And once again, I want to reemphasize, which I tend to do on all my calls, is there is a synergy with our hardware team, from our server aspect team, our System X, System P folks, as well as our storage hardware team, the folks who manage our tape business, the Diligent portfolio, and all our disk portfolio, along with our business community. In order to be successful and in order to make a lot of money, it is really important for you to have established relationships with your counterparts in our hardware group as well as the business partner community. You want to have your go-to partners lined up. You want to establish ongoing relationships in which you can kind of throw a lot of stuff over the fence to help you to be successful this year. So our objectives for this call have been outlined, and what I'd like to do is move to slide number 5. The heading of this slide is really important. Why prospect for Tivoli Storage Manager opportunities, right? A lot of us have a lot in our portfolio, and you're being pulled in a lot of directions. So the question is, why should I take the time to go ahead and prospect? Is this something that's going to be well-received within our community base? Can I make money, et cetera? Well, the answer is yes to everything. As I said earlier in the call, TSM version 6 was announced in February, becomes GA this month. It is a very significant announcement for the Tivoli Storage Manager portfolio. It has been a long-awaited release, and there is not a customer who does not want to hear about what's going on with TSM 6. So this is really a reason to call alone. Just that will allow you to start talking to them about the DB2 infrastructure, the enhanced reporting we've put in it, and data deduplication capabilities, which are at no charge, which we've also incorporated into the TSM Extended Edition product. So that is the number one, so you can leverage the TSM version 6 announcement. Number 2, storage growth is recession-proof, okay? There is not an executive that I have not talked to or to a customer who is still not concerned about maintaining costs and how they can protect and reduce any type of data aspects in their environment today. As customers are trying to reduce costs, try to maintain either flat budgets or reduced budgets, the conversation around storage growth is usually in the top 3 of their conversation. So from an executive level down to a technical level, there is always a window of opportunity to start talking to them about what are they doing, what are their pain points, and what we can offer to help address those pain points and the value we can bring. To give you an example, I just recently had a lunch with a CIO, and it was a competitive account, and he was explaining to me that the storage growth within their environment has raised the time it takes to back up some of their specific applications. And specifically, he was outlining that it was taking them 18 hours to back up a very critical application in their environment. So he went to their folks, said, this is unacceptable, we need to reduce it. The competitive solution, the best that they can do right now is 13 hours. And he said to me, that's not good enough. I need better than 13 hours. So as you can see, as storage grows, it also impacts the backup window, recovery time objectives, et cetera, in which the executives are even concerned about, because this is in regards of risk to their organization. If a backup cannot complete, they have exposed their organization. And there's a lot of audits going on right now, in which I've just in the last 3 weeks have gotten pulled in which customers are failing audits that are being done by third-party customer or third-party groups, saying you've got to reassess your process and what's going on in order to pass your audit next year. And also, TSM and opening the door talking about TSM 6 is also going to lead you to other opportunities within our portfolio. We have one of the strongest portfolios in the market. So once you start talking, and possibly maybe there isn't an opportunity with TSM or with maybe some of our add-on products, it opens the door in which you can start talking about virtualization capabilities for their storage infrastructure, how to do end-to-end storage management, bringing automation for provisioning not only on the server side, but what we can offer for storage provisioning, how we can help automate, bring efficiencies into their environments. So there's all kinds of ways, and especially if you carry the entire portfolio, this is going to bring you an opportunity in which you can uncover other opportunities, maybe even outside the storage portfolio. So leverage the TSM 6 announcement, leverage your existing install base to start talking and getting opportunities identified. The next slide, slide 6. For folks who've been in the storage business for a while, this is probably a slide that you're very accustomed to, you're very familiar with it. This is for folks who may have not really been aware of never sold backup solutions before. You're probably used to hearing the word Tivoli Storage Manager and you think of it, okay, it does backups and we, you know, back up to tape and we restore. To some extent, what I'd like to do is break down that concept and really want you to start thinking about Tivoli Storage Manager as a data storage, as a data management tool, okay? And how it relates to the evolution of how customers are looking at their data protection and recovery aspects for their environment. Customers realize with backups, window shrinking, recovery time objectives are becoming stricter, and data growth continues to challenge their ability to meet these RTO recovery time objectives as well as the RPO recovery point objectives. They're looking at new technologies, new approaches as to how they protect and recover. So I included this slide not as a product chart, but for you to understand how you can take a conversation through, okay? So if you look at the far left, the tape backup, that's the traditional way over the past years and even decades, right? TSM has been in the market for 15 years. Traditionally, customers have always gone forward and they've looked at backups in the aspect of we back up to tape. And I say this because our competitors traditionally in the past only leveraged tape technology. Well, slowly they realize there's a lot of limitations with tape, okay? The time to recover takes a long time, okay? It's probably from a cost aspect, probably the best, because tape is as cheap as disc is getting, tape is cheaper, okay? But the time to recover becomes a challenge for them. So slowly everybody's realized that we need faster backups, faster recovery, and this concept of disk backup. Now TSM from the days it was ever brought into the market, if you've been around a long time, you've heard the words ADSM, right? That was the prior release or the version in which we incorporated ADSM and took it to TSM. TSM's always incorporated disk as a hierarchy in our storage pools. In other words, we had the ability to back up both to disk and tape technology, and we were able to leverage this disk technology to have really fast backups go to a disk pool and correlate files, which we could co-locate and put on one single tape for our customers for fast recovery. What's happened over the years is the virtual tape libraries have come out because of the deficiencies in our competitive products such as VeritasNet Backup, where they were not able to leverage disk pools, okay? So customers started realizing to solve some of these problems, disk had to become an equation. And so what this allowed is that they were able to do faster backups, and they were able to even recover from a disk backup to make recovery faster. They didn't have to wait for tapes to be loaded into the library, et cetera. So that was the next, okay, faster recovery, faster backups. But still, once again, it's still not solving all of their problems. So there's the addition of what's called snapshot technologies, okay? This is even faster. A lot of times, if you guys have heard of NetApp, which I know a lot of people on the phone have, you know, you hear they lead a lot with their snap technology capabilities, okay? Well, within our portfolio, we also have that same concept. And what you want to do is leverage kind of point-in-time copies where you can take a backup from this, what our technology in the IBM portfolio, we call flash copy technology, in which we can take a backup and help once again reduce the pressures around the backup and recovery. So you'll see as we move to the right, we've gone from days now to hours for backup and recovery perspectives. Then the next one is CDP. That stands for Continuous Data Protection. And this is where the TSM Fastback solution complements our CDP for file solutions, in which now you're doing a block level. This is great technology in which we can eliminate the concept of tape, especially like at the remote offices, where we can introduce the TSM Fastback product into the solution. Rapid recovery. This is very rapid recovery. Now you notice in the bar that we are in minutes versus days and hours. So you can understand in an exchange environment, this can mean a lot. As much as we hate to say it, our mail applications have become one of the most critical applications to organizations. And personally, if our email went down, I'd probably be a happy camper. But unfortunately, our customers, you know, if an executive is unable to get their email, believe me, it becomes a top priority for that organization. And then the last technology is replication. This is when you hear things such as words synchronization, asynchronization technologies, where you replicate. You take data from a primary to a secondary site. This is where a lot of the technologies within sand volume control, when we talk about our copy services, or within our disk portfolio, the 8000s, et cetera, where customers want to replicate their data from one site to another. In case there is an impact to the primary site, they can immediately fail over to a secondary site and ensure that there is minimal impact to their business. So these are applications that have very tight SLA requirements. They need to be up and running usually within hours, and the time it takes or the impact to the business on downtime costs is significant to their organization, so they want to incorporate this capability. So the slide is to demonstrate for folks who have not had a lot of background in storage, and hopefully for the people who've been with storage for a while. It's a nice clean chart which allows you to start asking questions to your customers. Well, explain to me what your methodologies are and how this aligns to the critical applications in your organization and what your plans are in order to meet these new requirements that are being placed on your organization. So that's slide 6. Slide 7. I like this slide. It was actually developed when we did our TSM 6 announcement. And the reason I incorporated it in this deck is because it shows to you and it represents that we are a proven technology. Last year we celebrated our 15th birthday, okay? The market itself for backup and recovery is a $3.4 billion market, okay? And the market itself does see year-to-year growth, okay? We have taken market share. We're actually Tivoli Storage Manager, and our place in the market is actually number 2. A lot of times I get a lot of requests, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls about, you know, what is Gartner saying and where do they position us? Gartner Group has never been our best friend. They've improved over the years in regards to the position with Tivoli Storage Manager. They continue to rate two of our competitors, NetBackup and Commvault, on a more positive side, and they leverage TSM with Legato, Legato being EMC's product. But the reality is, if you look at market share, we own it, okay? We have over 20,000 customers worldwide, okay? We were the very first disk-based backup solution in the market, and we continue to enhance our capabilities. What we've done with the DB2 database, the built-in data dedupe within TSM, we will continue, and we will continue to take this market share. I get calls on a regular basis. As I mentioned earlier, I gave you an example in which it was a net backup customer in which no matter what they did, they were unable to bring down that backup time frame. Okay? So leverage our market share. Don't be afraid, and I want you to be aggressive. Okay? So this is a very nice chart representing kind of what I would say the evolution of TSM. So the next slide, slide 8, okay? When do I introduce TSM in the solutions? I'm going to tell you, you introduce it to every TSM customer today because this is a major release for us. So any TSM customer that is in your territory, you should be calling them immediately. You should be getting to know, as I said before, your hardware counterparts. A lot of times there's tape library technology refreshes, right? There might be a customer out there with LTO1, LTO2 type technology. Maybe they're moving to LTO3. That's a great way to start doing maybe a joint sales call with your hardware people. And although it's a technology refresh, you know, let's get involved. Maybe there's something else that we can uncover. Start reaching out to the people who manage the applications, the folks who handle SharePoint, the people who own SAP, the people who own the database environment, the people who own the Microsoft, the SQL, the Exchange environments, and start talking to them and see if they're happy what's going on in their environment. And start talking to them maybe about some of the solutions, how we can improve how that data is protected. Don't just rely on the people who manage the backups anymore. The playing field has changed. You need to be talking to the Windows people and the application people because when they are even doing maybe a major refresh in the application, a new version, it's a huge upgrade, they're also looking at how they build that infrastructure and how they protect that infrastructure. A lot of times that's how NetApp gets into the door, and then we're chasing it after the fact, okay? So start talking to the folks in the application world. If you hear the words, we're looking at disaster recovery, we're realigning or reassessing our business continuity plans, you want to introduce the portfolio, okay? And anytime you hear the words cost optimization, we're trying to do a data deduplication solution, we've got too much data out there, we got to reduce it, it's impacting us, our backup, those are all points in which you want to start talking about the portfolio. So slide 9. This is a slide in which I want to represent that Tivoli Storage Manager and our portfolio, it's not about the features and functions, but it's about how those features and functions can deliver value to our company, or to our company, to our customers. It is a total cost of ownership. TSM can bring efficiencies into an organization that they are unable to meet with other solutions, okay? It is about how we leverage bandwidth, how we can leverage the assets such as how much tape cartridge or tape drives that they have in the environment. TSM 6 brings even better efficiencies into the environment, helps from a scalability as well as a performance aspect. And it also allows us to start talking to our customers about some of the initiatives they may have around data reduction. If you notice in this slide, I have everything from our incrementals to our features around co-location reclamation, but also the data deduplication capabilities in TSM. And I also want to emphasize, not only do we have this built in at $0, if need be and it's appropriate, Once again, the synergy with our hardware people, reach out to them. They have the diligent acquisition with their data dedupe of the Protect tier, which is also going to be incorporating replication in June of this year. We have a very strong story in which we can tell the customers how we can relieve their pain points, bring optimization and efficiencies, and reduce costs to them. So slide 10. I pulled a few bullets out of our TSM version 6 enablement slides. I encourage you to go back and look at them. We did a very, very strong job with our release around TSM 6 with factual data. Data points in which we can make statements such as greater than 300% improvement in backup performance, okay? We worked hard this year with the development people in which they were allowing us to put, hard fact numbers into our statements in order for you to leverage those statements while talking to your customers. So if you don't have the TSM 6 enablement slides, reach out to myself or my counterpart, Shelley, or go on the Extreme Leverage website or the wiki, the Storage Wiki Central. You can find that slide deck, okay? And here is the way that you want to start talking to your customers about the value of TSM 6, okay? You want to start asking them questions about maybe the number of TSM server instances and would they like the ability to reduce that number, right? Simplify the management in which you can have less TSM servers, which means greater efficiency in the environment. So once again, the reason being is because of scalability. We can manage twice as many objects in our database with the DB2 than anybody, okay? Our competitors are not going to be able to step up to a statement like that. And if data continues to grow, you want to set that expectation with the customer that this problem's not going away, we have a solution, and you should be moving to TSM 6, and oh, by the way, maybe some add-on products, right, which I'll be going into next. So we can start talking about the value proposition and the data reduction aspects, as I noted before, with the built-in at $0, right? There's no cost. Customers TSM Extended Edition, that is at no additional charge to them, okay? Next slide. Actually, the next four slides, what I'm going to be doing is not talking about product, okay? What I'm going to be talking to you about is the value and why you should be talking to your customers about these add-on solutions. The first is what I would call the near zero impact solution, okay? In other words, I'm trying to eliminate that concept of the tapes and the disk. We want to reduce. We want to leverage those technologies such as the flash copy technology in our portfolio where we can go ahead and say to our customers, What is your time length today in regards of backups? How long does it take? Does it go directly to tape? Okay. They might say, well, yeah, we still use tape. Well, would you be interested in incorporating disk in order to minimize the time it takes to back up or the time to recover? So if you look at the bottom left of that slide, what I incorporated so you can kind of get a visual aspect of what I'm talking about is if you look at the size of a database in this scenario, right, as well as the image of that database, you will notice the restore time as it relates to tape versus when you incorporate flash copy technologies, okay? So if you're going to walk away from this call today, my point is you can start seeing immediately, visually, well, that's a lot faster if I start talking to them about that. So you don't want to get into the details of the nits and grits around, let me tell you about TSM for copy service and TSM, advanced copy services. What you want to start talking to them about is the ability to leverage, point-in-time copies for rapid recovery and backups, all right? And then you can start saying to them, well, give me the time length it takes today. Okay, well, what size is that environment today? What if we could reduce those time aspects for you? Would you be interested in doing that? What would it mean to your business if you're able to do that even better and more efficiently today? What about your end users, your customers? you know, who are requesting and demanding a lot more from you today than they did yesterday. So that is the near zero impact solution. Once again, if you go back to that slide in which I had the sliding technologies and the time associated, you'll notice that what we're doing is we're leveraging that aspect kind of in the middle of that that screen in which we can, oh, this opens the door for you, too, to work with your hardware people, right? Maybe they don't have that licensed already in their hardware boxes, or your customer's a sand volume controller customer, but they haven't bought the copy services. So now what you want to do is you want to bring the synergy of all these components and leverage that. The second slide, which is slide 12, is what I would call the application solutions. This is where I challenge each and every one of you, especially if you're an enterprise rep, I mean, and you have all the monitoring tools. You're already talking a lot of times to the application folks, right? You're talking about the monitoring aspects of that environment, the challenges they're having. Well, now you start expanding that. You're saying, okay, well, tell me how you're protecting this environment and what are you doing? What about SharePoint? SharePoint has been a product in which TSM for SharePoint, we announced a couple years ago, and it is now truly getting into what I would say the full production aspects in most of our customers' environments. For the last year or two, a lot of it's been testing and kind of small entry points of that solution, but it's expanding now, and it is the folks who manage the SQL environments who actually handle the SharePoint environments. So maybe you've never called on these people before. Now's the time that we want to start doing that. You want to start reaching outside the box of the traditional backup person and start talking to them about data integrity and how are they rest assured that their data is actually being protected and will it be recovered fast enough for them. Start understanding what it means to the business if they're unable to recover fast enough. On the right-hand side, the data is, it's old, but the message is clear. Downtime means money to a customer, okay? So on the right-hand side of that chart, okay, it's by industry. It was the cost of downtime by hour. So now what you want to start asking your customers are, you know, what happens if you're unable to cover that SAP environment? What happens if you're not able to recover that email environment fast enough? Do you have SLAs in place today? What's going on with your database environments? And here is where you start opening the door to start talking about these additional add-on products, the TSM for mail, TSM for database, TSM for SharePoint, et cetera, in which the value proposition is, you know, eliminating maybe manual scripting that they're doing today. Maybe they're actually taking some databases offline even today in today's environment, and they haven't put a lot of thought that they actually should be doing it and keeping it up and running. And if they are doing scripting, think about it. Scripting means human error in the environment. It also means exposure to risk. What happens if there's a change in the environment and somebody forgot to modify that script? That's exposure. That's data integrity problems, risk to the organization. How can they be rest assured? When IBM, you know, if they're a TSM customer today, we can come in with a solution that is integrated with TSM, allowing us to eliminate the manual scripting and ensuring that things are managed from end to end. So that was slide number 12. If you look at slide 13, lifecycle management, ILM terminology, data reduction projects, etc. The objective here is, as I said, data is growing. But the interesting point on the right-hand side is if you look at what data is in somebody's environment, usually it's about 20% is active data. It means it's being touched on a regular basis, et cetera. 80% of that data is not. So customers are starting to realize, why am I touching? Why am I backing this up regularly? What, you know, I need to do something better than what I'm doing today. So they're looking to bring in things such as data deduplication technologies. They're looking in bringing in even space management in which we can go out there and move data off what I would call high real estate disk and move it to something maybe a little less expensive, okay? The end user has no idea that their data has been moved, but we've gone ahead through a policy saying, you know, if this data hasn't been touched in 90 days, we're going to go ahead and move it on to something that maybe is a little bit more cost effective in managing that because it's not being touched every day. This is not archive, okay, guys? This is where data is being moved through a storage pool and may ultimately end up on tape at some point, but it's all driven by policies. It is not a person who's walking in and having to do cleanup constantly. So we're eliminating, once again, human factor of a person going in, doing cleanup activities. We're able to help them optimize the assets that are in the environment, put the right data at the right place for them, and it allows them to spend their time focusing on the active data and ensuring that they can recover quickly when it comes to their active data, because if the data is not active or it's more inactive, it can't be that critical to the business. It may be critical, but it's not as critical. So the TSM Space Management, which is for our Unix platforms, as you can see, TSM customers with Linux or Unix, and then the TSM HSM for Windows is our Windows-based solution. So that was slide 13. If you move to slide 14, the chart on the right-hand side is kind of a different view than what you saw before in the previous slide. Is once again, you can see now that what we're trying to leverage here is continuous data protection. This is our CDP for files and TSM Fastback. This is where I want to take note. If anybody has, you know, kind of taken a little sleep here, a little 5-minute snooze, I want you to wake up because there was an email that was sent by Bob Jones on March 14th in which he highlights the urgency that we have in putting focus with TSM Fastback solutions, okay? In that email, it is a fabulous email. It even has on there a list of opportunities for you to go to. So you can open the spreadsheet, you can look through it, you can see what falls within your territory, and the next step is for you to look at your own pipeline and your own forecast and say, okay, where can I start leveraging and clothing my Tivoli deals? Notice I did not say Tivoli Storage Manager deals, I said Tivoli deals. How can I see TSM Fastback in all of my Tivoli opportunities? Because this solution does not require TSM. This is a great beachhead into competitive accounts. And so I encourage you, if you have not looked at that email, please do so. Make it a top to-do today. But the value proposition, this is a big conversation. If you've ever heard of things like EMC Avamar, you've ever hear of my mind just went blank with Veritas, but it'll come back in a second. But if you go ahead and start talking to customers, they're already talking to our competitors about their technologies, okay, as it relates to continuous data protection. Commvault leads with it. Symantec is starting to incorporate a lot of their conversations, and EMC usually leverages their Avamar solution in this scenario, although it's not they enter in a different aspect. But the point is customers are looking to fix their backup windows and recovery points, okay? So they're looking for near-zero data loss solutions, and TSM Fastback is not just for remote offices. This is a solution that can complement an existing TSM environment, or it can be leveraged in a competitive account. As I said, it does not have to have TSM as a prerequisite. So now is the time for you to start learning a little bit about TSM Fastback and leveraging that technology within the accounts, because this is probably what I would say one of the number one conversation points. Every time I start talking to customers and I ask if they've heard about TSM Fastback, they go, well, no, tell me about it. And I start talking about it. Suddenly they're highly interested, okay? They want to know more about it. So Bob Rollis is our America's leader for TSM Fastback, and George Luzak is on our Tiger team. Reach out to them or myself and Shelley, and we can help you guys, okay? But let me move on real quick because I'll talk a little bit more about Fastback here. Slide 15, actually the next two slides, I pulled from decks in which I've helped sellers in the past as to how to get to know your customer better. Our entitlement database gives you a lot of insight as to what's going on with your customer. I encourage you to leverage that information to start uncovering opportunities, okay? This is not to be used to replace our compliance team. I know there are some emails out there. Compliance is a very important aspect of IBM's business. We need to leverage our compliance team, and anything that we may uncover, we need to make sure, right, appropriately that we engage. But this is for you to start finding new opportunities. You know, for example, in the first bullet, what TSM version are they running? What I mean by that, are they using TSM or are they using Tivoli Storage Manager Extended Edition? A lot of times, customers, for a variety of reasons, have maybe purchased the wrong product, or maybe they've outgrown the TSM install that they had. So really what they need is TSM Extended Edition. So if they're using Disaster Recovery Manager, if they have a large tape library, you want to make sure that they're always purchasing TSM Extended Edition. The second bullet, the TSM Client. There is a product out there that is known as the TSM Client that is used for laptops and desktops, okay? It is not for the servers. Customers are required to use the traditional Tivoli Storage Manager or Tivoli Storage Manager Extended Edition product for those platforms. And once again, for some reason, some customers may have accidentally purchased TSM Client when really what they needed were the other products. Or you can start saying, well, they aren't using CDP for files, or they're not using Client. What are they doing around their desktops? What are they doing around their laptops? Start asking those questions. The third, when did they last purchase? It's important to understand, not only is a customer maintaining their maintenance on the current products that they own, but why aren't they purchasing more? Why have they not purchased some of our additional products? And start looking to see what they do own. If they have, maybe you notice that they have TSM, they might have DB2 in their entitlements, but they don't have the TSM for database at all. Very seldom is there not a customer. You don't need the TSM for database for DB2, but that tells you they have databases, usually even SQL, if nothing else, within the Windows environment. Why don't they own TSM for database? What are they doing today? Do they have, if you see Lotus, do they have the TSM for mail component of our portfolio? You know, if you want to look at, what about advanced copy services, TSM copy services? You don't see it there. Well, are they even a high IBM hardware customer? Do they have SAN volume controller? Do they use those copy services? Well, maybe we need to start introducing those add-on products. And then the fourth is around maintenance, right? Maybe a customer dropped maintenance on a product. Maybe it got dropped accidentally. Or maybe they just did not get it deployed fast enough. We should go back, ask, and say, I noticed you dropped your maintenance. Can you tell me why? What are you doing today? Would you like to reinstate it? Okay? And then the next slide, slide 16. This goes back to what I've already explained to you about the complement products. Start understanding their application environments. Do they have SAP? Do they have Domino? Do they have Exchange? Do they have DB2, Informix, SQL, right, et cetera? Do they use our LAN-free, the ability to back up over a SAN network to help, once again, with the efficiencies of a backup? A lot of times customers are trying to look for ways to improve. Maybe they haven't used our LAN-free capabilities. Make sure they're aware of it. And then the second bullet, bare machine recovery. In the old days, we had what was called the SysBack product, which we took over, which is now called TSM for System Backup and Recovery. It's an AIX-specific solution in which helps protect the image for bare machine recovery, in which we can build from ground zero a server and then add the associated data for recovery. We also offer, within TSM Fastback, Bear Machine recovery capabilities, as well as our Christie relationship, in which they have released, and in February we had the sales announcement go out. It is a Tivoli-specific solution. It's called TBMR, in which it integrates specifically with Tivoli Storage Manager for Bear Machine recovery within an environment. Once again, reach out to us if you're not aware of it, but this is also becoming a high priority with customers as they talk about protecting their environment. And then the last is, as I said earlier, leveraging our DIST and SVC customers to start introducing the TSM copy and TSM advanced copy services, okay? So the next two slides, I'm not going to go ahead and read all this, but I kind of put a flow chart together, and if you follow the green boxes, that means, you know, you're getting traction, and the red is how do I get the door back open. But the bottom line is, if you're talking to a customer, you know, you want to make sure you understand who you're talking to. Are they responsible for backups or applications? Then you want to start asking about, you know, what is the potential of new technologies or new methodologies that they're looking at in protecting and recovering their environment. Then you want to dig deeper. Understand, okay, are you looking at data deduplication within the environment? Are you looking to use rapid recovery solutions? Are you, you know, currently reassessing your disaster recovery plans? And then you want to go in and say, okay, would you be interested, right, if we could help you solve that backup window? What if we could offer you a new way to approach a current problem that you have today? You're struggling maybe with a simple application like Exchange environment. Maybe they're unable to get down to the mailbox level. It could be a variety of things. Maybe they recently experienced an email application crash. So you want to walk through this. There's not only this flow chart, okay, that you can start looking at, but also we have the sales kit out on the Extreme Leverage website, which has even more detailed open-ended questions. So as you get stumped, right, if the one guy says, no, I'm not interested, you know, go ahead and ask him, well, is there somebody else in your organization that I can talk to, right? And start asking those open-ended questions that we have in the boxes here. So if nothing else, we get some insight as to what's going on. So next time we call, we can ask, well, how is that going? Are you still doing fine? What new problems? I don't know a customer who doesn't have some sort of problem with their data growth and protection, okay? So slide 19, the TSM install base, okay? We have the data for the last 3 years of our TSM install base, okay? I know here on the East region, I've provided information to the first line managers for their particular geography. I know Ron Brochek's call, we highlighted this this past Friday. This is a screenshot as an example of a customer, and it goes ahead and it outlines what they have for maintenance renewal and what they've purchased by product. So this gets down to each PID number, part number that we have for all of our customers for the last 3 years, where we can start getting some insight and leveraging this data to start building your prospect list. If you do not have this, okay, once again, reach out to myself, my counterpart, Shelley Howergan, on the West Coast, and so we can get this information in your hands. Talk to your first-line managers. They also have this information. This is a way for you to rapidly build a prospect list. And you don't have to feel like you're looking for a needle in the haystack, right? First one is getting all your TSM customers. Start talking about TSM 6. Find out what they own, what they don't own, so you know what you need to talk to them about. And this is a great tool to start all that. So that was slide 19. Slide 20, okay? This is the resources and general information slide. In other words, I wanted you to be able to quickly look as to who to call, okay? Ron Brochek, he has monthly calls for our storage business. If you are not on his list, if you did not join Friday's call, make sure you drop him an email so you get onto his distribution list. Bob Rollis handles Fastback for the Americas, and then myself and Shelley for the IMTs, okay? Programs and sales plays. If you are not aware of these, great opportunity. The TSM competitive sales play is still in existence, okay? Great way to break into a competitive account. And it doesn't just incorporate TSM. If you've got TSM in a deal, you can leverage those same discount points for any other product within our portfolio. The TSM Fastback Incentive, once again, I'm going to alert you to the Bob Jones email, okay? It has all the information. It talks about the incentive. Our hardware folks, our brethren out in STG, can take advantage of this incentive program also. If I recall, it's anybody on a commission leverage plan has the ability. So they, as well as yourself, can make extra money when selling TSM Fastback. If you are not aware of this incentive play, Bob Jones' email spells out the details, okay? And then the ISSI program for partners. Our partners with our software, if they close our storage software, such as Tivoli Storage Manager, TSM Fastback is coming, okay? But if they go ahead and close TSM with something like maybe their our tape hardware, they get money back. They get rebates, guys, okay? Our partners are incented to go ahead and close our software and hardware together. They get money back into their pockets. So there is that program. If you're not aware of it, I wanted to make sure you were. So now the partner should be more incented to work with us, okay? And the last piece, the TSM Fastback webcast. They are still ongoing. This is a great opportunity for customers to see TSM Fastback Live. That is the calendar. And I know that they have done a great job in getting attendance. I encourage you for any of our Tivoli customers to join that webcast. The next slide, slide 21, this is also in the Bob Jones email, is the incentive calculator because we're all sellers for like, we're here to see money. This is going to tell you how much money you can make. Take the time to get to know this calculator. There's nothing better than looking to see how much money you can make and how easy it is just trying to seed to put a beacon in any Tivoli deal, right? So easy money. Get it while it's there, right? I don't think I know anybody who doesn't need some extra money right now. So that's kind of the wrap-up. And slide 22, I want to thank everybody for their time in participating in today's call. I know we started off a few minutes late, but thank you so much for all your time and wish you well. Please feel free to reach out to myself or Shelley at any time. And that's it.
And are you ready for questions?
I sure am.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, you can do so by pressing star 1 on your phone. Once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. If you're joining today using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. One more time, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment. No one has signaled at this time, but one more time, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we have no questions at this time.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, everybody, for your participation on today's call.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call.